CNBC's Tech Check is sponsored by Grayscale, the world's largest digital currency asset manager.
Hey, I'm Deirdre Boza, and here is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Chinese stocks falling again today as the country issues a new regulatory crackdown. Beijing is expanding its scrutiny on large tech companies to now include edtech and food delivery, in addition to recent curbs on ride-sharing, music, fintech, and gaming. Education stocks dove after the government said it was looking to force after-school tutoring services to shift to a not-for-profit model. Now, regulators say online food platforms must pay workers at least the local minimum wage, causing shares of Meituan to plummet. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology says these moves are aimed at correcting a range of issues from user rights to the mishandling of data. Bitcoin surging above $39,000 today for the first time in over 6 weeks as sentiment turns bullish following the recent sell-off. The move comes as executives like Elon Musk and Jack Dorsey both made positive comments about the asset recently. Musk saying Tesla would likely accept Bitcoin as payment again, and Dorsey saying it's a big part of Twitter's future when it comes to payments. A new report out also says Amazon has plans to accept the cryptocurrency by the end of 2021 and could potentially develop its own token by next year. And Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos has offered to cover up to $2 billion of NASA costs in exchange for a contract to build a lunar lander to land astronauts on the moon. This comes after, in April, NASA awarded Elon Musk's SpaceX with a sole contract to build the next crewed lunar lander under its Human Landing Systems program. Bezos, in an open letter to NASA, said it should not use a single source approach, but instead should embrace competition. This comes after earlier this month, Bezos launched into space for a ride on the first crewed New Shepard rocket flight. That's all from the West Coast for now. We'll see you back here tomorrow.